Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tony Walker. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Gainey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Terry Poole. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Pankowitz. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Mizrock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bert Pagnat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Matt Keogh. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Matt Keogh. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Albert Hall. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andrés Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hall. Walker reaches second base with a double. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards third. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz strikes out. Two outs. John Mizrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Griffey moves to third. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffey scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard takes first base on ball four. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Hubbard moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Matt Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gainey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Gainey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Pankowitz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. Pankowitz reaches second base with a double. John Mizrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mizrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pankowitz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bert Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Keogh moves to second. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey is 0-for-2 in the game. Gainey hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Pankovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankovitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pankovitz hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keogh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pankovitz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Mizrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mizrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby pinch hits for Matt Keogh. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Calhoun now pitching. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. Benedict hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard strikes out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Gainey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey is 0-for-3 in the game. Gainey strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Gainey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-3 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pankovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gainey who is chasing the ball. Murphy reaches third base with a triple. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Griffey reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. Horner moves to third. It's 5-0, Braves. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Gainey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 3 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas misplays the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pankowitz hits a line drive towards short. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mizrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mizrock hits a line drive into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. Peña reaches second base with a double. Poll moves to third. Dan Dreesen pinch hits for Jeff Calhoun. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen takes first base on ball four. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poll scores. Peña scores. Dreesen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Braves. Davey Lopez pinch hits for Craig Reynolds. Zane Smith now pitching. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dreesen moves to third. Walker moves to second. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dreesen scores. Walker scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Braves. Phil Garner pinch hits for Ty Gainey. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.